pondering shadows, colours, clouds, grass buds and caterpillar shrouds, boughs on which the wild bees settle, tints that spot the violet's petal. From Emerson's Woodnotes to Ellen Emerson, for whom they were fancied, these flower fables are inscribed by her friend, the author. Boston, December 9, 1854. The summer moon shone brightly down upon the sleeping earth, while far away from mortal eyes danced the fairy folk. Fireflies hung in bright clusters on the dewy leaves that waved in the cool night wind. And the flowers stood gazing in very wonder at the little elves who lay among the fern leaves, swung in the vine boughs, sailed on the lake in lily cups, or danced on the mossy ground to the music of the harebells who rung out their merriest peal in honour of the night. Under the shade of a wild rose sat the queen and her little maids of honour, beside the silvery mushroom where the feast was spread. "Now, my friends," said she, "to while away the time till the bright moon goes down, let us each tell a tale, or relate what we have done or learned this day. I will begin with you, Sunnylock," added she, turning to a lovely little elf who lay among the fragrant leaves of a primrose. With a cheerful smile, Sunnylock began her story.
"As I was painting the bright petals of a bluebell, it told me this tale," she said.
Fable 1, The Frost King, or The Power of Love. 3 little fairies sat in the fields eating their breakfast, each among the leaves of her favourite flower. Daisy, primrose, and violet were happy as elves need be. The morning wind gently rocked them to and fro, and the sun shone warmly down upon the dewy grass, where butterflies spread their delicate wings and bees with their deep voices sung among the flowers, while the little birds hopped merrily about to peep at them. On a silvery mushroom was spread the breakfast. Little cakes of flower dust lay on a broad green leaf beside a crimson strawberry, which, with sugar from the violet and cream from the yellow milkweed, made a fairy meal. And their drink was the dew from the flower's bright leaves.
"Ah me," sighed Primrose, throwing herself languidly back. "How warm the sun grows. Give me another piece of strawberry, and then I must hasten away to the shadow of the ferns. But while I eat, tell me, dear Violet, why are you all so sad? I have scarce seen a happy face since my return from Roseland. Dear friend, what means it?"
"I will tell you,"
replied little Violet, the tears gathering in her soft eyes.
"Our good queen is ever strong.